Welcome to the American Citizens Abroad podcast. I'm Michelle, and today I'm chatting with John Davis, a combat veteran with a master's degree from Harvard, the award-winning author of Combat to College, 365 Days of Veteran Affirmations, creator of Veterans Living Abroad Guides, and a writer who writes about veteran issues. He has created a coaching program for student veterans and has spoken to Congress as a legislative fellow for Veterans of Foreign Wars and Student Veterans of America. Welcome, John. Thanks for chatting with us today.
Hey, Michelle. I'm psyched to be here and talk about veterans living abroad.
Awesome. First, could you speak a bit about your own history abroad and why you chose the Dominican Republic?
My first experience abroad was teaching English in Thailand. I went to school for education after I retired from the military, and we had a job fair at the college I was at. I took a temporary job teaching English to kids in Thailand, and that was kind of when cost of living stuff hit me. I remember going to get my first apartment, and the guy, he showed me this beautiful place, and I was like, all right, how much? Thinking it was just going to be outside my price range. Mm-hmm. And he goes, 350. I said, 350 what? He goes, dollars. And I was like, per week? And he's like, no, per month. And I'm like, oh my God. I was living on a military retirement. Kind of opened my eyes to how living abroad could be so much more financially less and also healthy. I ended up choosing Dominican Republic because during COVID, they were the only country that were accepting basically anyone. You didn't have any testing requirements or any vaccination requirements at any point. They were the only country, essentially in the entire world, that was accepting tourists and people throughout COVID.
What has surprised you most about living in the Dominican Republic?
I think the friendliness of the people. I expected a little bit more standoffishness, mm-hmm. and the outgoing nature, the fun culture, the how big God is in everyone's lives, because I grew up going to a church and the community aspect was something that I loved about the military. And then when I got out of the military, civilian life in America for veterans can be isolating because often you're the only veteran around and you're used to that teamwork culture, whereas American culture has kind of grown more individualized over recent years. So I think the thing that surprised me the most was how incredibly friendly and welcoming the Dominican people were, not only to everyone, but to veterans specifically. They really respect the military in a sense that I didn't always get in the United States.
What's the expat community like there?
I live in a community with a ton of veterans. I think people are always surprised to learn how many veterans live abroad. In the Dominican Republic, most estimates are 20 to 25,000 veterans live there. We have all these veteran centers in the proximity to the United States. And you also have a lot of Dominicans that live in the United States, join the military. And then when they retire from the military or get out, they go back to the Dominican Republic. So I think that the expat community, Dominican Republic, is split among Punta Cana and then the North Shore. Most veterans or expats like to live near the beach. So you have affordable beach living in two different areas of the country where most expats are concentrated.
Do you have an estimate of how many veterans live abroad?
This is something a lot of people have asked me since I created the Veterans Living Abroad Guide on my website. And when I analyze different countries and you think about things, I would say 300,000 live abroad. Veterans are uniquely suited to live abroad, partially because we travel so much in our military service. So a lot of veterans end up getting stationed in places like Germany or Japan or Korea or many of the embassies throughout the world, and then they get out of the military and just stay there. I have friends that were stationed in the Costa Rican embassy, for example, get out and they just stay in Costa Rica because they fall in love with the culture. Secondly, veterans are more adventurers, I would say, than most people. So the idea of living abroad is more appealing. And then we also know how to take care of ourselves, safety, things like that. So I think there are about 300,000 veterans that live abroad, and there are surprisingly amount of veterans groups abroad. So the VFWs, the American Legions, you have a lot of veteran groups as close as Mexico and as far away as the Philippines, for example. So you have all these veteran groups in different places.
You mentioned that while traveling, sometimes veterans just stay where they're located. Mm-hmm. Is that the main reason why you think veterans choose to live abroad, or are there other factors?
I think that you look at three driving factors that push veterans abroad. The first one would be the cost of living, because obviously financial health is mental health, and a lot of veterans are just on a fixed income. You retire from the military, you kind of know exactly how much benefits and dollars you're going to get per month. And why wouldn't you go to a place where you can live the highest quality life? Secondly, I think you have political division. Veterans get fed up with the idea of Americans being against each other, and they think, okay, I'm just going to bail. And the third is mental health, because there's a certain boost that I received when I got to the Dominican Republic, where being in the sunshine every day, getting to swim in the ocean, there's healthier food. The idea that living abroad could be healthier is something that surprises people. But America leads the world in chronic diseases. And in the Dominican Republic, I'm in the sun all day. I'm outside. I'm swimming in the ocean. I'm doing all of these healthy things for me that wouldn't be easy to do where I'm from in Iowa.
And what countries do you think are most ideal for veterans?
The countries that I've visited and have guides on my website about are Mexico, Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, and Thailand. I think that for veterans, everyone has a different ideal country. A lot of veterans might not be interested in learning another language. So countries like Panama, where there's high proximity of English, Belize, Philippines, where people speak English, and then English-speaking countries such as Jamaica and others around the world. I think the best countries for veterans are where healthcare is easily accessible. Thailand's great. Thailand has a great healthcare system. The Philippines. And then I think where I live in Dominican Republic is the best country for veterans, of course, and that's why I'm there.
Are there many single veterans who move abroad? And what about families?
I started producing veterans living abroad content on social media just for fun. And I've been shocked at how many families have reached out to me and been like, hey, we'd like to move abroad. And I've worked in international education in Africa and in Thailand and Cambodia. So I'm able to talk a lot about how international schools work. And you do have, surprisingly, probably not surprisingly to the people listening to this, but the quality of international private schools are sometimes a lot better than American public schools. You can receive a quality education abroad, you just have to pay for it. So I've been surprised at how many families have reached out to me and asked information about cost of living, benefits for veterans, and things like that. I always tell people I'm a no wife, no kids, no pets, no problems type of veteran. Moving abroad is easier for me than it is for other people. Just take a suitcase. But when you're family, you have a lot more considerations. And of course, everything's more complicated with children, whether it comes to living in the States or living anywhere. So there are more and more families that are moving abroad to homeschool their kids and going to international schools. And that's been something that has been fun to explore because, for example, when I went to Costa Rica, I did tours of the international schools there so I could write about it and tell people the information because Costa Rica is one of the best countries for families and female veterans.
You touched on this earlier. Maybe you can expand on it. How does a lower cost of living impact mental health?
If you're constantly stressed about the bills, like a lot of Americans are, month to month, you're worried about how you're going to pay for things, it just leads to a downturn in mental health. For veterans specifically, sometimes that financial stress can be just as bad as combat stress or PTSD. For me, I'm able to live a higher quality life, which results in greater mental health. I have things in the Dominican Republic that I wouldn't ever have in the States. I have a maid that comes to my house when I would never have that anywhere in the United States. I'd have to do everything myself. So when you're able to live a higher quality life based on the dollars you receive, it just ups your mental health. And secondly, I also think that the fact that you can do things like go out to dinner more, and you can go travel around more and do the things you love to do as well as pursue your hobbies and not just be stuck in the rat race that is America.
And how do veterans receive healthcare outside of the US?
There's a few different ways. So it depends partially on your military service. For me, I medically retired from the military, so I can get my healthcare through TRICARE. I also have resources on TRICARE abroad on my website if people want to go look that up to get into the weeds of it. I think veterans are surprised at how easily healthcare is accessible abroad and how cheap it is. In the Dominican Republic and places like the Philippines and Thailand, we also have the foreign medical program through the VA for veterans. I go to a specific clinic in the Dominican Republic that does all my healthcare. They bill the Veterans Administration in the United States. For me, there's nothing out of pocket whatsoever when it comes to things that are service connected from the military. If I hurt my knee or if I need certain medication from my military service, the Veterans Administration will pay for that when I'm outside the United States. And then your third way to get health care is just pay for it, which a lot of veterans do who maybe are just in the military for a shorter period of time and don't have those benefits. So they're able to go to hospitals and pay for things out of pocket, or you can get insurance, which in the Dominican Republic, the best insurance you could get is going to run you maybe like $1,000 a year. So it's way cheaper than the United States. And then also a lot of veterans that I talk to are surprised at how accessible medication is. And most people know this if you have experience abroad, is that you just go to pharmacies and purchase the medications that in the United States you would need a prescription for. And it's also far cheaper. So if you need a blood pressure medication or cholesterol or something that's easy but needs a prescription in the United States, in the Dominican Republic, you just go to the pharmacy and pick it up for pennies compared to what you'd pay in the States.
Do you speak with many female veterans about moving abroad? How do they differ from their male counterparts?
I do. And I've been working with more and more female veterans recently. And I have a female veteran who's going to write an article on my blog in the coming month about being a female expat abroad, because that's something that can be difficult for me to talk about, because there obviously are increased safety concerns of females abroad, just like there are increased safety concerns in the United States. I like to talk about what areas are safer for females, as well as some tips for living abroad. Female veterans have the same attributes as male veterans in that they're kind of more adventurous. They're more independent, because when you raise your right hand and the military ships you out wherever in the world, it just attracts a certain type of personality. There are a lot of female veterans who are living abroad, thriving abroad, and enjoying themselves while living a higher quality life. But I think it's been surprising to me how many female veterans are interested in doing that. And that's why I've been networking and working with more female veteran expats to get their stories out there and get the information out there when it comes to healthcare and living abroad, to encourage more female veterans like, hey, this might be an option to consider. And I also think that you see a lot of female veterans moving abroad who are fed up with dating in the United States. But you see less female veterans certainly than male veterans. But there are lots of female veterans that are moving abroad and considering moving abroad as well.
Do you find any common issues or difficulties veterans have when moving abroad, regardless of their location?
I think the initial culture shock is always something that gets to people. I also think that building community is something that the first thing a veteran needs to do when they move abroad. That's why it's good to move areas that have other veterans there. I would never move anywhere totally blind without knowing anyone or talking to anyone. And I have an article on my website for tips of moving abroad, because you have to understand, for example, you can't live like you're on vacation. So I think the financial aspect is one thing that you have to be careful about. I always tell people, hey, if you come to the Dominican Republic and you're drinking a beer at 9 o'clock in the morning, nobody is going to look twice at you. That kind of lifestyle where veterans can get into a situation where you can overconsume, you can overparty. And I think this is true for a lot of expats the first few months, where you're just kind of living it up before you kind of rein it down. So I always talk to veterans about being more financially responsible than you are in the States, not less, even if things are a lower cost of living, because you always need to be prepared for emergencies. You always have to be able to get back to the States, say if you needed to for a specific reason. The financial thing surprises veterans to where you have to be more careful with your money and not less abroad.
What tips would you give to a veteran who is thinking about moving abroad?
First thing is money. On my website and some of my resources, we get into like cost of living calculators. Veterans can input their monthly earnings, because a lot of veterans, like I mentioned earlier, are on a fixed budget. So you have to first look at how much you can spend, and then look at what countries you can have a high quality lifestyle in. I think the cost of living thing is the first thing that you should look at, as well as thinking about if you're the type of person that wants to move abroad and it's for you. I think a lot of people like thinking about the fantasy aspect of it, but every day obviously is not, you know, drinking on a boat with pretty girls or something like that. You still have to do your laundry. You still have to pay taxes. You still have to live your life. I think the first thing you need to do is money, and then think about if it's really for you or you're just interested in the fantasy of it.
Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share?
I'd like to say to veterans that I've been on a mission to provide information for veterans about moving abroad based on my own experiences. Because when I got abroad, My mental health improved, my life improved, and I realized that we can live healthier and happier sometimes outside of the United States. I think this coming year in 2024, you're going to see more and more veterans think about moving abroad, especially with little things like the advent of remote work. If you're making money working online and you have your military retirements or benefits, then I don't understand why you'd live in America when you can live on a beach somewhere and enjoy a higher quality life. So I'd like to encourage veterans to go to my website,
johnhdavisrider.com,
where I have guides to live abroad as well
Tuesday
as
each month.
A pretty in-depth
it is edited and produced
articles
by me, Michelle,
about
and is a product
tips
of American
like
Citizens Abroad.
Thanks, John,
you can
for
find us on Twitter
today.
At ACA underscore
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, it was great to be here. Thanks
Facebook
a lot.
Facebook at American Citizens Abroad podcast, or you can email us at podcast@americansabroad.org. Remember, give us a good rating on Apple Podcasts so other Americans living abroad can find us.